Welcome to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. This podcast is about SEO, inbound marketing, content creation, and more. I'm your host, Graham Knight. Thanks so much for joining me. Let's dive right in. Welcome to episode 13, and in this episode, I'm going to discuss one very big con of SEO. Yes, you heard it from me. SEO is not perfect. In fact, for many people, it's a struggle, and it's hard to trust the system and believe that it's actually going to give you a return on your investment. Sometimes it just seems like you're putting time and effort into SEO, you're churning out content, and you are not getting any rewards. And this is precisely the con of SEO that I wanted to discuss. You will get there in the end, but it can take some time to rank in the search engines. It's been an interesting couple of weeks venturing into a niche space for my SEO business. I got a little slowed down by a minor medical emergency last week, which reminded me that sometimes life gets in the way of the best laid plans. I also got diverted and I didn't yet add a lot of content into my case study website, Backyard Tree Ideas, but I did create yet another niche website. As you might be able to tell, this is a little bit of a habit for me. Tree Care SEO Services is a two-pager business website aimed at offering SEO marketing services in the tree care space, specifically to companies certified as professional arborists. This site is my public-facing persona into a very specific vertical, and I hope to be able to leverage it over the next year. I'll certainly keep you up to date with how it's going. You could call this another case study, in fact, and I don't know if it's going to succeed or fail, but you have to keep poking the flames in order to get a fire. Perhaps you're in the same position. Maybe you've started a business, or maybe you already have a website, and consider the internet and Google are important places for you to be seen in. It isn't necessarily important if you get business by word of mouth or referrals. For example, my friend Jason, who is an architect, he doesn't get work from his website. So there's a subtext here. He doesn't need a presence in Google at all. In fact, he doesn't need a website, to be honest with you. And he doesn't need SEO or any other kind of digital marketing because he gets his work from human relationships, word of mouth, and referrals. And that's how he carries out his business. However, if you do feel that you need to be seen on the internet and you have a website, perhaps it's a new one, then you might feel like a lot of us out there. You might feel that it isn't bringing you leads or attention no matter what you do. It's more of a brochure for your business than a website for your business. What's worse is if you're trying to rely on your website to bring you leads and sales pretty much as your only inbound channel and you're scratching your head about how you can do this. Why doesn't this SEO thing work? Why is nobody reading my blog? And why do I feel like the business at the bottom of the hill that just can't be climbed? Well, the truth of the matter is that SEO is hard. It's really hard, especially for a new website. And that's why you ideally hire an expert or a team in-house or outsource to people like me. Not only is SEO hard, but it's a long game. As a website ages, if your SEO is good, then you will see results. An expert stacks the odds in your favor. But if you ever get seduced by a company that absolutely promises number one positions and promises them quickly, then run for the hills, because that isn't something any company can promise. So why engage SEO professionals in the first place then? Well, much like hiring a mechanic to fix your car or a programmer to write your app, or maybe a plumber to fix your plumbing, SEO professionals do the work that needs to be done in order to ultimately get your results. Ordinarily, these results are measured in terms of leads and sales and, well, growth. But like I said, it takes time. So what's a guy with a brand new two-page website going to do to get leads and sales? I'm a self-confessed SEO expert, yet I can't help myself in the immediate few weeks or months. Okay, so yes, I'm going to go through the SEO process of keyword research, creating content, gathering backlinks, and ranking. But like every other business, I've got to find alternative ways of generating business. Let's figure out how to do that. Firstly, pay-per-click is an immediate way to generate traffic. The ad copy has to be compelling and satisfy search intent, i.e., I'm looking for somebody to help me with SEO for my tree care company. Then Anyone who presses the ad, and yes, I'll have to pay for each click, will be sent to my site. Now, I'm not totally convinced that my front page is a place that I'd want to send anybody who clicks on the ad, so I'll probably have to create a lead magnet and a landing page in order to engage the leads when they get there. Either way, pay-per-click is a viable option for quick traffic. While I'm working out the keywords for pay-per-click, I can also add those keywords to my organic SEO keyword list for future content creation. Now, because I know that my niche is the arborist market, and because that's very, very specific, it's going to be pretty easy to create a list of people and numbers so that I can get on the phone, cold calling. It's a numbers game, though. High volume of calls might yield a small percentage of interest. And at the end of the day, cold outreach is like proposing marriage without having a first date. It's a tough win, but it's an option. Cold emailing is also an option, although there's a lot of spam flying around the internet. However, a carefully crafted value add video or other content asset could increase the percentage chance of engagement. I might do a quick analysis of my target's website and send them a freebie on how to leverage some opportunities that I find. Again, I feel like this is kind of a numbers game because it's not a warm lead. There isn't a relationship there. Ideally, some form of content results in lead coming to me rather than me going to them would work. And this is where things start to get interesting to me. I'm not really a cold outreach kind of guy. Inbound marketing, of which SEO is part of, includes creating blogs or helpful guides or lead magnets, then distributing them via channels such as social media and getting them indexed in Google for eventual organic traffic. Because I'm focusing on the arborist market, I know exactly who to target and my content can be geared specifically towards them. No more generic content that doesn't really resonate with anyone. I love the idea of creating YouTube videos directly targeting the tree care niche for marketing topics and actually demonstrating useful value to the folks who work in that area. A tree-specific podcast could also be great to do. These two ideas on their own could create some great inbound leads. Interestingly, I also joined the International Society for Arboriculture, and there could be opportunities there for inbound tactics, and that's an interesting strategy. Getting to know a group of people who work in a specific niche would certainly make things easier. I can probably find a way to participate by doing webinars on SEO and digital marketing, speaking at conferences, or offering help and advice for free. Wouldn't it be great to be the SEO expert for a specific field? Sorry about my enthusiasm there, but just think about it from a generalist's point of view. It's a bit tricky to pin down any of these things, but targeting a niche, it becomes easier to see the wood for the trees. Sorry about the arborist joke there. Ideally, teaming up with another company in space would be a perfect idea. Maybe working with another digital agency, maybe they don't have the skills or the resources to add SEO to their offering, and that's where I can step in. I feel like joint ventures like this might be excellent for business. So where does this all leave me? And in fact, where does this leave you? Well, it's simple. Yes, SEO is important to my business. I operate on the web and I'm about the web, but getting sales and leads through SEO is going to take some time. Building authority for my site, ranking for specific keywords, and becoming an expert in Google's eyes so that they can tell my ideal customer avatar that I exist. And the same would be true for you. At the end of the day, to get the best bang for your buck, you have to consider different channels to tap into in order to get business. I'm not suggesting that you tap them all. I'm just suggesting that you focus on one or two, perhaps channels that match your personality, in order not to be spread too thin. When you really sit down and think about it, there's so many different options that can complement an SEO strategy, and we should be digging into some of them. So let's refresh ourselves about the ones that I just talked about. Of course, you got to work on your SEO, but another option is pay-per-click, immediate results, but at a cost, cold calling, if you're into that kind of thing, cold emailing as well, but put some thought into the structure of how you can add value. Create videos or a podcast specifically for your niche and specifically aimed at your customers, and distribute those via social media channels. Consider joining associations and groups, becoming a valuable resource to members. You have to give to get rather than cheesy hard sell. Be a friend, and you could always team up with another company to sell your wares. Whatever channels I choose, I like to think of them as complement to SEO. By the time I have traction and I'm building relationships, the SEO will also start to work, and momentum will build for those free inbound leads that we want to get from Google. Thanks for listening to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. The podcast can be found everywhere podcasts are available. You can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.newrootdigital.com.